be a boar, what would you say you were going to do with him?
Cut him. Arc him. Make him a barrel.
All right. Now, noise made by a calf when it's being weaned, you would say the calf begins to do what?
He'd holler. He'd be hollering.
General noise is made by a cow when she's feeding her calf. The cow begins to do what?
Moan. See, general noise, she's saying, It wasn't that, she bellow loud. She either moans for him. If not that, she bellow loud and you yell from your mind. But gentle noise, you might yell down at that pond somewhere like that.
Well, gentle noise is that a horse makes. The horse begins to do what?
Well, they begin to nickel out their mouth because she says, and so that she holler loud is like a cow.
Now, if you got some nickel. Horses, mules, cows, and so forth, now, when they are getting hungry, you would say you have to go out and...
And feed up.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
Sitting hen.
Anything else?
What do you call a sitting hen? Well, they don't know what to call it. She be sitting.
The place where they live is called...
What do you call
that? It's just a little rude shelter built out in the open for the little chicks to run under out of the rain. It's called a what?
What do you call that? A brooder. It's something to take you a little bit of chicken. But the big chicken is called a hen house or... Hen shed, something like this. Up there called a hen house. It's a wall in there like your house called a hen house. Or a chicken house, you might say. And other than that, it's a little place. You say it's a brooder.
For the chickens.
For
and the
chickens,
hens.
For small chicken.
And the hens. Too.
But the hens and the big chickens, they call it a hen house. A house, you see.
The thing you put your chickens in is called a
brooder. Small ones now.
Any other names?
I don't know the name, but brutal form.
When you eat one, what is the part that the children like to have so that they can pull it apart, you know, that it will, so it will break? What is that called?
That's the breastbone. Now, they got a name for that bone. I don't know if they pull that, before the fella get the fork of the bone. They got married face. What do you call that? I don't know. All I know is because it's a breastbone. Be like a yoke, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The children like get over there to pull it. Break it, see who's going to be married face.
Wow. What do you call the inside of the chicken that you eat?
I call it gizzard.
And
the liver.
No,
the gizzard and the liver. Well, the people tell us, but we the other part, the guts and the craw and stuff like that. But the gizzard and the liver, they'll eat that inside of it.
What about the insides of pig or calf that you eat?
Well, that's the liver and the lights and the entrails. Three of them. Liver, light, and the entrails.
And what is all this together called? This is called a what? For the pig or the hog?
Come out with the inside of it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
If you were talking about all of the insides together, you would say, these are the whats of the pig or the hog or whatever. Or calf.
Yeah, let me see the interest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the interest. Well, the maw and the interest kind of going together in the lights and liver and the kidneys. Now, before they come pile them in one name, I don't just have that.
What about the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
At the entrance, we call it gut.
Any other name, Father?
You know, intestines. Intestines or entrance or gut.
That's all you're going to call them?
That three names, you might call them something else. But the most is stuff the sausage in them little guts. Now, see, for people, they call them esophagus. The little esophagus and the big esophagus, the little entrance and big entrance.